This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ceasefire talks today between Russia and Ukraine. The talks are being held in Turkey, where President Erdogan said there will be no losers in a just peace. The fighting on the ground in Ukraine appears to be at a stalemate. Russian forces are still attacking Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, says President Zelensky, but they've been driven out of Irpin, a suburb where there's been heavy fighting. The AP's Ben Thomas.
President Vladimir Zelensky congratulating the Ukrainian forces who regained control of Irpin, a suburb to the northwest of Kyiv. But Zelensky warns Russian forces still control other northern suburbs and are trying to regroup. Ukrainians, he says, still have to fight and endure. The southern port city Mariupol remains blockaded by Russian forces.
The vote was unanimous. The House January 6th committee says two former Trump advisors are in contempt of Congress. The AP's Mike Gracia.
On this vote, there are 9 ayes and 0 noes.
The House committee investigating the January 6th, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol voted Monday night to hold former Trump advisors Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with subpoenas. Representative Liz Cheney, the ranking Republican, noted what federal judge David Carter had said hours earlier in California.
If the country does not commit to investigating and pursuing accountability for those responsible, the court fears January 6th will repeat itself.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
A stronger apology from Will Smith after he slapped Chris Rock on stage at the Academy Awards Sunday night. Will Smith says he was out of line and wrong, and what he did was inexcusable and unacceptable. Will Smith specifically apologized to Chris Rock. Three people killed in a pileup on Snowy Highway 81 in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, involving dozens of vehicles. This is AP News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed what critics are calling the Don't Say Gay Bill. The AP's Ed Donahue with the latest on this.
Teachers in Florida are forbidden from instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade.
I don't care what corporate media outlets say. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what big corporations say. Here I stand. I'm not backing down.
DeSantis and Republicans have repeatedly said the bill is reasonable and parents, not teachers, should handle subjects of sexual orientation and gender identity with their kids.
We will make sure that parents can send their kids to school to get an education, not an indoctrination.
President Biden called the Florida bill hateful. Critics say it is so vaguely worded, speech at schools could be muzzled. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow gained 94 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.